For the past year and a half, a proposal to build a natural gas pipeline through rural areas of Massachusetts and New Hampshire has stirred up controversy. The Kinder Morgan pipeline would start in Pennsylvania and would end in Dracut, Massachusetts. Federal regulators are collecting public comments on the proposal through the end of the month. Reporter Henry Epp decided to take a road trip along the pipeline route to hear some of those comments himself.
I start on a dirt road in Steventown, New York, near the Massachusetts border, where the pipeline would enter the Bay State. The road passes under large power lines that cut through the rolling forested hills. For the most part, the pipeline would follow this corridor. Just past the power lines, I knock on the door of Albert Gordon. Gordon says he and his wife moved here to be in a quiet country setting. The pipeline would be adjacent to his property, and he does not want the disruption. Like many residents near the route, Gordon has been contacted by Kinder Morgan. They sent him a letter requesting to survey his property.
Here it is. Fat. With handwritten, very clever, handwritten, hand-addressed.
I ask Gordon if he plans to voluntarily let Kinder Morgan onto his land.
Absolutely not. I'll sit in front of their bulldozer if necessary.
Gordon isn't the only one refusing to let Kinder Morgan survey. It's become a common tactic among those opposed to the project. I head east into the Berkshires, where my next stop is Town Hall in Windsor, Massachusetts, population 899. The concern here is a bit more heightened. Windsor would be the site of a compressor station. That's a facility that keeps the gas moving through the pipe, and it releases some emissions to regulate pressure.
We don't know how often that would happen. We don't know what kind of volume of gas would be released, and we don't know what's in the gas that will be released.
That's Michelle Cole. The compressor station would be near her organic farm, which she and her husband started 2 years ago, and she's worried that the emissions will drive away customers. She's also concerned how the noise of the station could affect the reproduction habits of her turkeys.
You know, turkeys are very finicky the way they they reproduce.
And Cole doesn't think she can get a good deal on her property if she chose to sell.
We've already seen parcels of land quite close to us being sold at significant discounts because of the fear of this compressor station.
Okay, so property values, noise, environmental disturbances, and pollution. Those are some of the concerns of opponents to this project. And opposition is visible along the pipeline route. The roads are dotted with Stop the Pipeline yard signs. But as I drive east out of Windsor, I see a sign that stands out. It reads American Energy, American Jobs, and it's owned by Stu Sargent of Dalton, Mass. He's a general contractor. Today, he's putting siding on a house. I meet him at his job site.
You noticed my signs, huh?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Sargent says he's frustrated by the way opponents have attempted to block Kinder Morgan. He thinks local leaders should be taking a different angle.
If we need a fire truck or training of our firemen or policemen in case there is an accident, any kind of accident, let's get the pipeline people to pay for it.
Sargent used to be on the Dalton Select Board, where he says he was in the minority in his support for the pipeline. He believes it's an opportunity for the community. Construction jobs, cheaper heating for local businesses. Sargent is also quick to point out that he's not against renewables.
I have solar on my house.
But solar can't work all the time, he says.
Think about it. This is New England. You have 6 months of sun, 6 months of snow.
That's when natural gas becomes a necessity to heat his home. I say goodbye to Stu Sargent and continue northeast into downtown Greenfield, Massachusetts. And head up to the offices of Isaac Mass. He's a city councilor and lawyer in town. He won't say if he supports the current route of the pipeline, but he does want to bring more natural gas to Franklin County. And he thinks the public debate over the pipeline has been pretty one-sided in favor of the opposition.
I think some people are scared into silence, even though they have a little more of an open mind. People don't come out and campaign for a corporation. That doesn't happen.
Mass says bringing more natural gas would boost what he sees as an economic opportunity for Franklin County, with a growing focus on advanced manufacturing. But
businesses have difficulty expanding or relocating to Greenfield or Deerfield or Sunderland if there's no availability of natural gas.
And right now there's a moratorium on new gas service in parts of Franklin and Hampshire counties. Utility Berkshire Gas says that will remain in place until the Kinder Morgan pipeline is built. So Mass says that leaves businesses with a choice: truck in liquefied natural gas or propane, or locate somewhere else. Whether or not the pipeline comes, Mass says someone's going to make a sacrifice.
It could be the person who's sacrificing their land and not getting compensated as well as they would have liked to. Or it could be the guy who can't get a job because a business can't locate in Greenfield.
I leave Greenfield and head north.
And in New Hampshire.
Eventually, I arrive in Ringe, New Hampshire, where I'd set up an interview with Marianne Harper. She's been leading a local opposition group ever since Kinder Morgan announced its plan late last year to move a portion of the pipeline north from Massachusetts.
We don't need it, we don't want it, and we don't want to pay for it.
Harper, like other opponents, is concerned about the source of the natural gas from hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, in Pennsylvania. Underlying the opposition of many is a concern about climate change. Harper says the usefulness of natural gas, a fossil fuel, doesn't have a long future.
It's old technology. We need to move away from this, and we are moving away from it.
Harper is also concerned about the power of eminent domain, which Kinder Morgan could be eligible for if it gets federal approval.
If a private company wants to put in a project, they need to negotiate the land. Some people will sell, some people won't. And we should have the right to say no. I don't think that there's any public good that's being served by this, which is what eminent domain is for.
The issue of how neighbors are compensated or bought out will likely grow if the pipeline is approved. In Londonderry, New Hampshire, I go to a brand new housing development, a 55-plus community with homes still being built.
They're quite expensive. They're in the $400,000 to $500,000 range.
That's Martin Picos. He's the last person I speak to on this trip. Picos says he bought his home here before he knew a natural gas pipeline might go in less than a quarter mile away. He says he's undecided about the line, but he doesn't mind it being in his backyard.
But I would like to benefit from it being in my own backyard. I would like to see my gas rates stay low and my energy costs stay low.
Picos is running late to meet some visitors, so we say goodbye. It's evening now, and I drive to the end of the pipeline in Dracut, Massachusetts. At a dead end in the back of a winding suburban street, my GPS says I've reached the closest point I can get to the end of the pipeline. So I start walking.
Okay, so now I'm standing in the woods in Dracut, about as close as I can get to the final point on the line. I've heard from a lot of different people on this trip, a lot of differing opinions about what this project means for the region and for the people and for the environment. For now, it's a big debate.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Henry Epp.